Hey guys, it's Rebecca. I'm back again. Today, we're continuing our series on top 10 tips for living your keto low carb lifestyle. And this one might surprise some people, might not. It's breakfast. Like, put in the comments below if you ever heard the phrase, breakfast, it's the most important meal of the day. I know, growing up, I heard that all the time. And it's something that I told my kids too. You can't start your day at school without breakfast. You've got to eat something. And I would throw a Pop-Tart at them. Or a toaster strudel. Not good choices. Not good parenting. I didn't know any better. It was what I thought I was supposed to do. They were all enriched and fortified with vitamins and minerals. So I thought they needed something to start their day. And I thought that was a good choice. Really, for me, this keto journey, one thing that I've really learned is I don't really need to eat as often as I used to. And I don't really need to eat on the time frame that I used to. I used to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and have liberal snacking in between. So one thing that I've learned on this keto journey is that I don't need to eat as often. And one of the main things that I do is I generally don't eat breakfast. Now, if I'm at an all-inclusive resort on vacation, and usually I teach fitness classes even while I'm on vacation, I'll go and teach, come back and eat breakfast, and then go teach another class. And in those instances, when they have those omelet stations where they make it to order, I eat breakfast. But generally, I don't eat it anymore, and I'm fine. I go and I teach. Sometimes I teach three fitness classes in a row. I'm in my 50s. I don't eat anything. I promise you, it's fine. It's okay. I don't die. I don't feel bad. I feel energized. I feel great. I actually prefer working out on an empty stomach, because like if you're doing yoga and you've eaten and then you get on your stomach for some of the poses, it can be very uncomfortable. So I actually prefer exercising in a fasted state. I feel like I have great energy and I feel good. By skipping breakfast, you actually extend your non-eating window. The very word, breakfast, you're breaking your fast, your overnight fast. So if you can put that off for a few hours, even if you put it off until 10 or 11, you know, even push it a little bit longer, you've gone a much longer period without eating. And so your body can get into a state of ketosis just from the fact of fasting alone. Now, it can be tricky and it depends on your metabolism, what you were eating, blah, 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 whether you actually get into ketosis, but it can help you reach a fat burning state because you've burned through the calories that you've eaten. So it's a really cool thing that you can do for that reason to skip breakfast. A lot of people can't quite get past that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. They're not quite ready to make the jump into fasting until 2 or 3. But I want to talk about breakfast and maybe some different choices that you can make as far as eating breakfast. So, of course, I prefer intermittent fasting and not eating anything. Another option is to do a fat coffee, putting butter or MCT oil or coconut oil or a combination of those into your coffee and drinking it. And then that fat content will keep you feeling satisfied and you won't need to eat. You won't feel hungry. So intermittent fasting would be my first choice. A fat coffee is my second choice. And the third choice is changing what you're eating, which is what we're going to focus on today. So I just really quickly made a list of typical breakfast foods. And just as you're listening to these, think about the carb content of these, which are sometimes combined and eaten together. Pancakes, waffles, muffins, bagels, toast, cereal, hash browns, oatmeal, granola, whether granola, loose granola, or granola bars, toaster pastries, croissants, juices, and biscuits. Those are all pretty much a carb fest, every single one of them. And those are pretty typical breakfast foods. And I used to think I was doing great to eat a bagel on my way to work with a big thing of orange juice, right? I also used to think I was doing great if I ate oatmeal, had some wheat toast with it, some fresh fruit, some juice. Yeah. That's a lot of carbs. I don't know why, but breakfast more than any other meal seems to be very, at least in the United States, carb heavy. Like those are all really, really high in carbs. So what can you do if you're not ready to do intermittent fasting and maybe you're not a fan of a fat coffee? Replace those carby items with things like eggs. Eggs can be great. So many different ways that you can make eggs, whether it's an omelet or scrambled or boiled or poached, like so many options. You can make chaffles. We've talked about chaffles a lot. That's making a waffle, but using like cheese and egg usually are the main ingredients. Tons of recipes out there, but you can still have a typical breakfast just use almond flour or a chaffle recipe. Bacon's a great thing. Avocado's a great thing. So you can replace some of your other things with healthier, high-fat options, the eggs and the avocado and the bacon. You can also make your typical breakfast fare, pancakes, waffles. If you don't want to do a chaffle recipe, I use the Birch Benders keto packets. And they're already, like, it's almond flour. It's already made. You just add, I think, water or oil to it. Really easy. You can make it into waffles. You can make it into pancakes. So sometimes we do, like, breakfast for dinner. And so I'll do the Birch Bender pancakes or waffles. And then we'll cook up a bunch of bacon in the oven. Yeah. So, yeah, just replacing some of your higher carb items with higher fat. And you will find that you will feel full longer. And maybe you can then push your eating window in between your breakfast and your lunch a little bit longer to do some intermittent fasting that way. So lots of options. Fat coffee is a great option. Doing lower carb versions of your traditional breakfast. There are some keto breakfast cereals out there. I've not tried them. Just replacing higher carb with some high fat. If you're not ready to give up breakfast, if you can give up breakfast, I think that's an awesome option for a lot of people. But sometimes, you know, if you've got medicines that you have to take in the morning and you need to take that on a full stomach or with some food, just chewing some higher fat, moderate protein items instead of the higher carb items that are traditional American breakfast items. So I hope that helps. Keep coming back to talk about our top 10 keto tips. And this is tip number 4. So you can go back and watch the other ones and keep coming back for the next 6.
We hope you enjoyed watching that video as much as we enjoyed making it. If you did, give us a thumbs up. Also, check out these other great videos we've made for you. And if you want more of that great keto content, be sure to subscribe to our channel and hit that bell so that you get notified of all of our new videos.